Hey,
Hey.
how you doing?
All right, how are you?
Doing good. All right, cool. Well, I'll give you a quick rundown, I guess, of what this will look like while you're finishing up.
Okay.
So first of all, thank you for offering this. I really appreciate it. And then so basically we'll chit chat. We'll chit chat a little bit to begin and then do some energy setting.
Okay.
And then we'll move into the work. And so the bulk of it will probably be, with eyes closed, kind of looking into what is present
Okay.
and kind of getting curious and exploring.
I put on the thing about ask what we want to talk about.
Yeah.
And I said either quitting smoking or why can't I prepare myself meals? I pulled off a wonderful dinner. I'm a damn good cook. I just have like a fear, I guess, of the stovetop. It's like I can't do multiple things. And I have this thing I think about wasting. If it doesn't turn out right, then I have wasted precious resources.
Got it.
Well, then there's this thing going on in my life where Shell's got an opportunity now that I've moved in next door to her to go to Missouri in February when her lease is up. And that will leave me here in this apartment complex, completely alone, not coping well with that. I miss Thanksgiving with my family, miss my mom's birthday, then I miss Thanksgiving. Had a stroke on my sister's birthday in September. So it's like Hallelujah Christmas. I'm going to spend time with my family. But I got a stink bug message. And you're going to appreciate this. I don't know if you know or are aware of what a stink bug totem is. And every now and again, they like to come around and tell me I've got something I got to make a decision about in 30 days. And I got a stink bug at the beginning of the month or the end of last month, which my 30-day mark is December 24th. And normally I just try and figure out in my head what it is. This one kept rolling, walking in circles over my cigarette bowl. And I was like, okay, I said, we'll talk to you. And I talked to it, and I was like, you're telling me I need to quit. You won't leave my cigarette bowl alone. You're telling me I have to quit smoking. I got 30 days to make a choice, right? Because, it makes me at high risk for another stroke. And once I said those words, stink bug got off my cigarette bowl, went to another room, and it never came back again. So that was my stink bug. My stink bug says, I've got till December 24th to quit smoking.
And is this something you feel like you are ready to do, or that you just feel like you're supposed to do?
I feel like it's I feel like I've known for a long time I need to quit because when I had my stroke, I didn't smoke for like 6 weeks. And even after my stroke and I got to where I could walk without the walker, I was walking, for me, I was walking 6 blocks one direction and back. I was pulling off almost 20 blocks a day walking my dog. And I could do it without pain. I can't do it again. Now, since I start smoking, the PAD, everything starts freezing up and hurting on my body. It's like my legs just don't want to move. They just get oxygen depleted, and it's a done thing. And so I noticed when I wasn't smoking, I had a lot more mobility. One of my goals is to walk uninhibited again, with to be able to walk for miles without any consequence or anything of the such. And I don't want to have another stroke.
I'm just curious, when you started smoking.
And I was 23 in a drunken stupor.
It gets us.
Right. It's one of those things that I feel like if my spirit was precisely where it needed to be, mm-hmm. that this would not harm my body, that the flesh would adhere by the spirit. But the other thing is, being in a spiritual place, I should not want to smoke and do anything that has risk to my temple. And that if my spirit was strong enough, this egotistical addiction would have no hold over me. Mm-hmm. Kind of see it two ways.
Yeah, gotcha.
I don't know if there's a right way or wrong way, but it makes me feel so weak spiritually.
Mm. Got it. Yeah.
Because I can do better. I am more than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go ahead and dive in a little bit. Go ahead and take a couple breaths for yourself here to get started. Yeah, and so let's begin by just bringing your awareness to just above your heart space. And slowly start to kind of call back all of the parts of you to this center here. You know, both the worries and the chatter. And the oscillating back and forth between this and that. And see if we can bring it just above the heart where it can rest. Yeah, and then go ahead and send out some grounding. Send out some grounding roots from right around your hips. Mm-hmm. And then maybe one more root or cord from the center as well. And I need to take a moment to call any helping and compassionate spirits that would like to support us in our work here today. And offer a little thanks and gratitude for those that have been coming along and interacting with Phoenix's journey so far. And then Phoenix, give you an opportunity to just offer up a prayer for yourself, either out loud or you can say it quietly, you know, silently to yourself here. Yeah. And so it is. So I actually just want to go ahead and dive right in. So I'm curious about having a look at what's going on in the throat chakra in general.
Okay.
So what I'll have you do is basically imagine like a tiny version of yourself that could enter into your body through your forehead, you know, like for the purpose of exploration. And as it enters in your forehead, what we're going to do is see if we can find an opening down to the throat. So maybe like a staircase or a rope. And when it feels like you have entered into the center of your throat, go ahead and let me know.
You can see me now.
Say that again.
I'm there.
Yeah. Okay, so just kind of taking a look around, what are the first few things that you see and notice here?
Red bumps.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like they're kind of like all around.
Yeah.
60. Okay. So if you were to go up to those bumps and feel them. What comes up for you, or what do they say?
That I'm turning to stone.
Mm-hmm.
Or like grains of sand. It's almost given me a sensation of there's a shift or a drop that they're forming and wanting to disintegrate or shift away.
Mm-hmm. Kind of crumble away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I actually want to continue down a little bit further. So let's see if from the floor here, you can look around and find another opening.
Into my throat chakra.
Yeah. And we'll continue down towards your heart center.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And same thing, what do you notice here? What is the floor? Can you see the floor or the ground that you're standing on? Do you see edges to the space?
Kind of feel like I'm floating, but I see shadows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's like an aurora borealis in the shadows.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, it kind of reminds me of like almost like under the sea when you get those like little ripples of light.
Mm-hmm.
So first, let's see if we can find where the floor or the ground is. Or see if we can connect you to that.
So I kind of seem like my feet grow roots and stick to the sides of my esophagus. And then like root in. I still see a hole below me. But I feel kind of grounded into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and are you kind of hanging now?
I'm standing in the center of my chest with like spikes of roots coming out of my feet and daggering into my esophagus. kind of what it's like. It's kind of like how it manifested.
Does that feel uncomfortable to you, or does that feel okay?
It feels natural.
Okay. Yeah. So now I wonder if we might be able to find or trigger a light of some kind so we can bring a little bit more light in here so we can have a better look. So, you know, you could bring in a torch, or if you could find like a switch on the wall to help turn on some lighting.
I've seen a Christmas tree. Well, thanks. A lit Christmas tree. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if you could share, you know, your mother's coming up a little bit here. I wonder if you could share a little bit about your relationship with your mom.
My mom. Oh, that's a complex thing. She was for a long time my hero and everything, my mentor. And then she became kind of a thorn in my side. Somebody I couldn't get along with. And after my stroke, I had a level of gratitude and appreciation that just swelled up within me. And we had a really, really in-depth long talk and shared a lot of tears, and we had a lot of healing. And now we're much more jolly than we used to be. It used to be a thing of we got on each other's nerves so bad it was horrible. I, as a child, felt very, very much like I inconvenienced her, because I heard a lot about when I was a kid about how her life would have been different if she hadn't had me, and that one day I was going to wake up and she was just going to be gone. She was going to leave because I burdened her.
And do you feel like you've been able to forgive her for that now as an adult? Or is there still a charge there?
I think those things have started to heal since my stroke. Not that there's not some pain still associated with it, but as far as forgiveness, I've become much more understanding, tried to see things through her perspective of her life. She had a horrible, tragic life, and where a person would want to go find themselves. Not that she didn't love me, but she needed to find herself.
So I wonder if we could take a little, if we could walk around this space in your heart a little bit more and see if we can explore. I'm kind of curious if we actually could find your heart organ.
I'm there.
So just take a second to deepen in here as well. And what does it look like? What is its current state, and how does it feel?
I've got a view of the right elongated side of it. It's doesn't look quite as red to me as it should. It kind of looks red and purplish. Doesn't look to me like it's moving as flexibly as it's not as flexible or pliable as it should be. Kind of looks
I don't know. Too still.
Yeah, it feels like not unhealthy, but like a little stiff, like
yes.
Kind of like frozen, not as in cold, but as in like stopping suddenly.
Just doesn't look like it has as much movement as it should. Then it's got some of the purplish, not just the brilliant, well, deep maroon reds. I see the purple with it, and it's not pumping like I wouldn't expect to be seeing it.
Yeah.
I don't see as much contraction in it as I would expect.
When you were little, were there times that your mom would leave you home alone?
I started taking care of myself when mom would go to work in the second grade.
Yeah. So I'm interested in having a bit of a dialogue here. So I wonder if we could bring in little you from around that age.
Be careful what you ask for. Pumpkin is still around. She's quite contrary.
For some reason I am not surprised. Yeah, so let's have her join us. Maybe you could bring out like a couch or a table or somewhere where you could sit around together. And so, what does she look like at the moment?
She's sitting at like we're at a round table, but we're like a kindergarten size round table. It's really short, and she's wearing some. It's like she's got pants on. She's not wearing a shirt, and her hair is short. Mm-hmm. She's chubby and round. And mean mugging me.
Yeah. She's like, what do you want?
She's mad at me about a lot of things.
Yeah. Yeah, can we give her an opportunity to share some of that?
Okay. Right. Duncan, I'm going to give you the floor. Be nice to me. You get me in trouble too much. Big me is just stupid. That's my biggest issue. We're having a fight. I'm having a hard time relinquishing control. I'm trying.
Yeah, I wonder if there's if you could kind of feel into, it feels like there's an outside layer around you of sort of like that kind of sandstone, like kind of crumbly layer that maybe you could just sort of knock off a little bit.
We had a really bad experience the last time she presented herself.
Bad for you or bad for her?
Bad for me. Mm-hmm. I got really, really, really embarrassed. But there are times that little me or Pumpkin takes over, that she's always in the shadow. She's always watching. But she's the one that can slip in, that sometimes just takes over, that I don't even notice her. Other people around me will see her before I even notice she's present. Mm-hmm. And the stupidness that she's trying to convey is my divorce.
Mm-hmm. What is it that she wants? Feels like it's easy for her to find things to be opposed to, you know?
Mommy.
So can she say a little bit more about that?
I just want to be loved. Mm-hmm. Hugs.
Mm-hmm. So I wonder if we could start with you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I still want to play. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows how to play.
And what does play look like to you?
Mud.
Mm-hmm.
Bicycles and fishing sometimes. Sometimes I got to sit on the bank and fish while they worked on the houses. I like water. And I really like mud.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it when people aren't so mean.
Yeah. Could she take you to a couple of her favorite places to play?
I want to go to back to Kentucky, but we can't go there. Nobody's left there. They cut down all the trees.
Mm-hmm.
In Michigan, back in Newport, is where I remember playing most.
Mm-hmm.
Those places are too far away.
Is there a way that you could like journey to those places right now? Sort of flying over to the area, starting with Kentucky, so that you could take a moment to honor what it has been for you?
I see it all the time. It's always there. In my creeks. I catch crawdads and swim. And I can drink water without going inside. Yeah, just gotta watch for the snakes.
Yeah. And so as you explore and play around here with Pumpkin, how are there ways that you're being held here?
What's that mean?
Or in what ways can you notice being held in this space?
Hugs. Chill.
You know, just to speak at the mind for a minute. A lot of times before these big transitions, when we're ready to sort of cast off our old shell and step into a newer version of ourselves, we are sort of put in a place where it feels like we're having to, or we're losing everything. And also, that's the opening for the new thing to actually come in and allow us to be available for what we've been desiring or asking for ourselves. And I just wonder if little you, you know, maybe know something about her connection to nature and to the earth that helps her get through those tough moments.
Scary things happen inside. I have to be outside.
Indoors or inside you?
No, I like to go outside to play. Inside the house is scary.
And what makes her feel good about being outside?
Everybody can see. Nothing to hide.
And how does she feel in her body when she's outside?
I had a tornado. Nothing can beat me. No, you bring it. I am Hulk, and I beat up anything. And the worms are my friends. I go find worms, and I carry them around. And my cousin Laura told me that I could walk on the sticker bushes in the on the ground and it would hurt. And it always hurt. And I told her she's a liar. And I watched her do it and I tried it. And I told myself, she said, just tell yourself it won't hurt. And I did it. And I can walk on the sticker bushes.
Mm-hmm.
Fun things happen outside.
Yeah. Yeah. It feels like she knows herself there. So I wonder if there is a place that we can invite Mom to come join us too, so she can show Mom all the things that she knows.
You want me to go get my mom and take her to Michigan or Kentucky?
I mean, like in this energy space, yeah.
I think she feels too busy.
So let's bring our awareness back to the round table. Yep. You and little you. And let's actually invite her to come join you there first.
I have to drag her.
And can you ask her what she is afraid of?
She's just always busy. She has to dance, work, or sing.
With you escorting her to this space, could we actually just ask your mom what she's afraid of and see what she does or says? Or maybe how she feels?
She seems to be afraid to not do things right. She's scared all the time.
Is that something that you share with her? What about little you? Is that something that she feels too?
That was me. I agree. It's scary. Got to make everything just right so nobody gets hurt.
And what would happen if somebody did get hurt?
I hide. And there's screams and loud voices. And Mom always has to wear sunglasses and her teeth are always loose.
Yeah, so it kind of feels like in this place, it kind of Dale's like, well, if you don't do anything, then people might get hurt too. Even if, and if you do something, then people might also get hurt. It kind of feels like no matter what you do. So it feels like there's a place that little you might have gone to hide sometimes, whether it was an actual physical place or, you know, maybe a non-physical place. Does that ring any bells?
My toy box.
Mm-hmm.
Or closets.
Mm-hmm. And can you sort of feel, remember one of the first times you went to hide here?
I can't find it. I remember when we lived in the gray house, I had a toy box at the end of my bunk bed. It was the same size as the hole, and I used to get inside of it at the end of my bed.
Mm-hmm.
My closet was bad.
And what was one of the promises you made to yourself when you were in there?
And I grow up, I'm going to have kids. I never hurt them.
Never going to hurt them like who hurt you?
Like Dad, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Is going to be strong.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of interesting because here too, there's that sort of like stiffness or like frozen state. It's like I, you know, don't want to get it wrong. So, you know, like I'm not going to move. And I wonder if maybe we could take that promise that you made and see if we can rewrite it for something that feels good to you now. So, I don't know, we can just play a little bit here instead of maybe talking about what we don't want to do. Could we talk about or come up with something that we do want to do?
And to be a healer.
Mm-hmm. And does little you know what she is?
A boy.
Mm-hmm. And does she understand why she chose that path?
Because it's fair.
Can you say more about that?
It's not fair that the boys get to go outside without their shirts on and I have to wear clothes. I refuse to put on a shirt. Mm-hmm. And it's not fair that they get to do things that girls don't get to do. Why they get to be special, stronger, and just get to do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm. And she, does she prefer to go by she or he?
Everybody says she, but I don't think it's right.
Mm-hmm. What is little you want?
To be the Incredible Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
Is there, he's stronger than Popeye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see if we can find a place to take little you. Maybe up on a cliff or a pedestal or somewhere up high where you can Hulk out, where you can actually show the world how strong you are.
I always stand on the tub and beat my chest.
Yes.
Tried to get on top of my swing set once during a blizzard. But I like it in the mountains.
And so I wonder now, up here, if you could invite maybe a couple of people that you know and love to see you here in your Hulk mode. Fully exposed in all that you are.
I think they will cry.
Would they be happy?
Sad.
So I just want to play a little bit more here. When we talk about others, that's where I hear the mind come in with what you think that they would do. So what we get to explore here in this space is to have a look at possibility. And so if we could invite them in to sit here or to stand below. And see what actually happens.
I bring my little sister.
Okay. And I was going to say, if we don't like it, then we can stop, you know, we can stop and backtrack, you know, we don't have to stay in a space that's uncomfortable, but yeah.
My sister cries.
Mm-hmm.
Show laughs. My mom is scared.
And is your mom scared of you or for you?
Both.
And are those her feelings or yours?
Hers. She was always afraid I was going to be like my daddy. She was afraid of me. But I never would have hurt her.
Can we let her have those feelings back now so you don't have to hold them? Yeah, so let's bring our awareness to that layer around your heart. Let's let some of that fall away. So you can imagine like a tube or a slide that could go to a grounding receptacle into Mother Earth. And let that outside layer of your heart begin to crumble and fall away for Mama Gaia to take care of. Yeah. And same thing in your third chakra and your stomach, letting that knot sort of start to crumble away and fall down that tube. If you need to bring in some more help and support, you can do that. Bring in some water to wash it down. And then let's bring your awareness to the back of your heart too, and let's tend to that area as well. And feeling the presence of a few of your guides that seem to be witnessing. You notice what they're doing?
I feel my granny. I know not what she's doing, but I feel her.
And so let's take another look at the heart and see how it looks and feels.
It looks normal. I think it's got a hard spot in it. Mm-hmm. Feels like there's something sharp.
Yeah. Yeah, I was noticing that. And little you pull that out.
She's giving it hell.
And can you start to see what this object is?
Kind of looks like a patch of cement.
Yeah.
Got packed in.
Yep. Yep. Keep pulling. It's almost out. And when you're ready, you can drop that right down the tube also. And I wonder if she could put her hands on the heart. And use healing powers to bring some light into some of those corners.
That don't mean something, but she is trying to stuff it with spinach. She went bye bye.
She would, little herbalist. I'm glad you named that too. Thank you for naming that, because I said light and it didn't feel right. I was like, that doesn't feel like the right word.
No, she chose spinach.
Yeah. Yeah. And so how's that feeling now?
Cool.
Yeah. So let's take a moment here and also take a look at the space around the heart. And I wonder if little you has some ideas of how to make it more comfortable here and make it feel like you. And a place where your little one can hang out and feel welcome. So maybe she could invite in a couple of her buddies.
She had a cat as a youngster. The first one she really super got attached to was Snuggles. She named it Snuggles.
So it's feeling like enough here for today. So I before we head out, wonder if you could share, let her know that you'll be close by. Curious if you might be willing to even give her a line or a way to call you when she wants to be heard.
That requires me opening my ears. She's always present, always watching. I'm the one that ignores her. She's the most powerful part of myself.
And do you think you would be willing to lean into her a little bit more and trust her?
I would say I probably need to try. She can get quite emotional. She's very, very, very outspoken.
Yeah, I admire her leadership and also like the visceral way she connects with the earth. Oh, so let's take another moment here to offer some gratitude for yourself for doing the work and looking for your heart for coming out to play. Any last things that you would like to share or express in this moment?
Thanks. Thank you. Thank my granny, and I thank you.
Go ahead.
Grateful for the experience. I never seen, I know Pumpkin can be bullheaded and stubborn and mournful in a lot of ways, but never seen her strength quite the way I did today.
And just as a outsider, it's like, hell yeah, more of that, please. Be gentle with yourself. And yeah, I encourage you to play a little bit here with maybe coming back to visit or seeing if you can, check in once in a while and see what she is wanting and trust her leadership. Yeah, and I don't know, I guess maybe eat some spinach or something.
Spinach is the one food that always makes me feel better. It
Perfect.
brings so much healing. It drops my sugar. It does wonderful things for my body. Spinach. And I don't know if it's because as a, in my youth, I really believed the spinach was the heal all, or if it's just because it's such a wonderful plant. I really believe that spinach was the way to become Popeye.
Onto something. Beautiful. Okay, Phoenix, thank you so much. It's such a joy to work with you. And again, thank you for showing up and doing the work yourself.
I appreciate you, Katie Jo. You be the wells and have a beautiful night and a beautiful week and a beautiful life.
You too, my darling. Yes. All right. Cheers. Take care and sweet dreams. Bye for now.